What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Before we do this, Aaron, have you ever used a urinal?
Yes.
Okay. Is there more to the story? I'm kind of curious. I didn't expect you to say yes.
Here's my thing. You should have asked me if I thought Aaron's ever used a urinal. I would say immediately, yeah. She goes to too many concerts.
Yeah.
When you, like, when you're a female and you're imbibing and like just... The world is definitely, we should have done this a long time ago, and I'm not just pandering to women, but like guys' bathrooms should be one quarter the size of the female. They make two bathrooms of equal size, and that's not fair. Because you all have to sit down, and we can literally lock arms around a hole right. and be in good shape.
And kind of be excited about it.
Correct.
Oh, this one has a hole.
You're right. So we don't need the amount of space you do.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many errands, not Aaron specifically, but I've held their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there is a method. She can't just, she can't
walk
do
up.
It alone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless she has accoutrement.
she has to lock arms as well. In some sort of-
but, and then the weird thing is you're making eye contact. And it's like, I don't want to make eye contact with anybody while I pee, ever.
Which does not happen in the men's room. There's never eye contact. No matter how often I try.
Have you ever, like, when there, like, is there ever, like, a mirror that, it's not a mirror, but, like, a TV screen or whatever, and you can see yourself? Uh-huh. I, like, get scared. Like, I seriously want so nobody looking at me that even when it's me looking at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can scare it back in. It's
oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
100%.
Yeah. You get two in your head about it. And then there's a line, like, come on, hurry up. And you're like, oh, no.
When there's a line, or you're in the troughs without dividers.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And
because Mile High Stadium used to be a trough.
Really?
No dividers. So you are literally rubbing elbows.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, third quarter, you're rubbing elbows with somebody who you're holding them up.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Because they're just kind of like, and trying it, and like, it's like bumper cars. You're just like, come on, man. Stay up there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and it's just everywhere. It's horrifying.
Gross.
It's disgusting. They don't have that anymore.
Well, good. So we're all familiar with urinals, I guess. So.
Oh my God. I forgot what the premise was. Has Aaron used the urinal? Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we all know a urinal. I have not ever been like formally diagnosed with OCD. I know we like get kind of some pushback if we use the term OCD, and we're not trying to make light of it, but it's like I have tendencies. I'm very particular about certain things, whatever you want to call that. I have.
It can be, it's tics, or
I have the hoarder gene. I have all of just.
You're meticulous about some things to a level that is probably diagnosable.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Now will you make eye contact with me? So at the bathroom here at the station, I was using it. And I'm using the urinal, and I've already started, and I look down, and I realize, you know, the little thing that, the little plastic thing that's in the urinal?
Yeah.
I don't know what to, how do I not know what that's called?
I've been particularly, sometimes it's like a little thing. It's like a hockey puck size. Lately, we've had different flavors, for lack of a better word, of, it's like a screen, sort of.
Huh. Yes, exactly. It's like plastic.
It's plastic, and it's a screen. It's not just a breath mint.
Interesting.
It's more of a screen. I think I know where you're going, so I don't want to ruin this for you.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That screen that's in the urinal, and I look down, and I realize that screen is upside down, and it's got lettering on it, and now it's backwards. And now I'm midway through using the urinal, and it's driving me absolutely...
The obsession with having that not be...
Yes. It's just... To me, it's like...
What is the point of it?
Because
I know the... Isn't the cake to like help with scent or something? I don't know.
And I think this is as well because I think...
Doesn't it
hold
the
cake, I
think?
That's why I said flavors. Because like when it's a new one and it's kind of orange, I'm like, ooh, cantaloupe. Ooh, papaya. Like you go in and like when they're fresh, right? When you pee on it, it's like they're pee activated too. So like the second you start going, you're like, oh. And it's like a reward. Men are terrible. Like
it's a
reward for doing it right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because especially the bathroom here, there's like 10 total employees who come into this building, and 9 of them start peeing at the door. There is, dude. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, guilty.
There's so
you do that.
He's one of the 10, and it ain't me. It's guys. You're so gross. Walk
I
up
just
to
want a trough. Just want to put it.
No, you so, don't.
I just want eye contact.
Like, they discovered that the urinal company started like printing a fly.
Oh.
Like, on the back of it. And the men are like, oh, I'm going to kill it. And then like, and it makes them stupid men do what they're supposed to do and put it where it's supposed to be.
I still remember a restaurant in my hometown that had in the urinal, the like cake thing, the plat that we're talking about. Yeah. It was like a bullseye. It was colored
yes,
red
like,
and white
go!
Like a bullseye. Yeah. And so then there were
if
no.
If they had it interactive, if it made like the big bucks, no whammies, like press your luck, kind of bam, 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 like, oh, okay. All day. Like you're telling me that our bathroom floor would be spick and span, perfect, clean, magic eraser, Mr. Clean.
It like, would be. It would be. I wouldn't start going in the hallway anymore.
Right.
So my question is, am I a completely insane person if I flip that, if I just flip that thing over? Just to,
please.
It's what if it just bothers me too much and I have to turn it.
Flip it with what?
We can find some gloves.
No, I don't. No, no. Here's the thing.
Do I have to leave it? Should I leave a note maybe for the, because it's like
how
the cleaning
often,
crew does it. So I could do it.
Do they get replaced?
I don't know. It's not often enough because like when there's a new one, I'm just so happy because I'm just like, then I'll just force myself to pee. I give myself a UTI because I'm like more papaya. I think you need a chopstick or something. Like there's no, I don't, I just, I, they also don't fit, man.
That's true. Yeah.
It doesn't fit right. So it's kind of always askew. That's what I thought you were going to say.
We got them wholesale or something from somewhere.
Yeah,
so
it's like, that's not for this model, but just right. Throw it in there.
Okay. I just want to just flip it, turn it over. So it's just right side up. But then there's no guarantee that it'll stay that way. Like,
how
then
many urinals are in that bathroom?
One.
Oh, yeah. Really?
There's only one.
Oh, so you can't just like use a different one because that was going
to
be my.
And the problem is I never notice until I'm already like I'm starting. It's,
yeah, now,
it's too
and
late.
So you couldn't flip it at that point because it's already got your stuff.
Right. I can't do the like, I can't put it out of my mind like, oh, no one's used it today. I was like, I know I just used it. So I don't know.
Why don't you just go in the sink?
No.
You know what?
No.
Let's go lock arms. There's 3 sinks next to each other. You can have the middle one, Aaron.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.